Well, hairdressers around the country are being paid a bit of a visit by local police, all because of the practice of offering a complimentary glass of wine or beer with their service. I must be at the wrong hairdressers. This has never happened to me. But you'll know the deal, though. Apparently, a little sweetener of the hairdresser or the barbershop to help their clients relax during an after-work appointment happened to you. But police are reminding business owners that under the law, they need a license and that it is an offence, a crime essentially, to promote or advertise alcohol that is free of charge. Maureen Bowring is the chair of the New Zealand Association of Registered Hairdressers, who joins me now. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Maureen, how common is this practice and why do hairdressers do it in the first place?
Well, I'm not sure that it is common practice, Chris. I've spoken to a number of our members and who they don't support this practice at all.
Well, it's never happened to me. I must be at the wrong places. What advice are you giving your members following these cases?
So what NZRH has done, we support our members to ensure that the best practice at all times, and we will be emailing all our members to remind them of the host responsibility laws. That is, of course, that NZARH has no jurisdiction whatsoever over non-member salons.
All right, so the advice you would give your members is that if you do serve alcohol, you're breaking the law, right?
Absolutely. And in fact, with our health and safety laws, Chris, we are not supposed to serve beverages while people are having their hair cut. So that is standard practice under our health and safety guidelines.
Do you think that's widely known among your members?
Well, only our members, yes, because all of our members have qualified stylists in their salon. And to be a member of NZRH, one has to be qualified. So everybody knows that health and safety laws must prevail.
Do you think it's a little bit PC, or do you accept that this is the law that people just shouldn't break it, full stop?
Well, that's the law, and we have to abide by it. I know that there are salons that give the odd glass of wine, and I stress the odd glass of wine, to their clients, maybe. But it's not widely... Salons don't widely use this practice at all.
Well, I've never come across it myself. I'd be lucky if I get a coffee. Thank you. That is the New Zealand Association of Registered Hairdressers Chair Maureen Bowring. Graham Scott is a consultant and manager at Alcohol Licensing Limited. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Chris. How are you?
Very well, thank you. According to the letter of the law, this is illegal, and there are big fines, aren't there?
There are indeed. $20,000 would be the maximum fine that would be faced by anyone breaching the law. Yeah.
Graham, what would hairdressers need to do to comply? What about having food to offer as well? Is that enough?
They've got to comply with all the relevant health requirements, the licensing requirements, have a manager on duty, have free water, of course, low alcohol beverages if they were to get a license. And there is no reason why they wouldn't be able to get a license if they applied.
You've been speaking to a group of hairdressers about this today. How did that come about?
As a result of discussions from the police and the Auckland Council. It has arisen a number of times over the years. I've been requested to look at getting licenses for hairdressers, but the issues have normally died and gone away and no one's ever proceeded.
This might be a funny question to ask someone who helps enforce the law, but it's all a bit PC gone mad, is it, do you think?
Well, yes. As a member of the public, I would say yes. As a licensing consultant, the law is there to be complied with, and the police are required to enforce it. And whether we like it or not, that's the way it has to be. There's no issues. It's a simple exercise. Well, sorry, it's a simple matter to make a decision on, and it's a matter of going through the process to get a license. If these premises want to supply alcohol to their customers.
Yes, seems slightly nutty. But I got to say, Grum, have never been to a hairdresser. Maybe I'm going to the wrong hairdressers. Never had one offer me alcohol before.
I have from time to time. My hairdresser always suggests that I might like a beer or a glass of wine, but I refuse.
Do you take them up on the offer?
No.
Do you think then we need to look at a law change to allow hairdressers to in fact be in a position to serve alcohol or not, do you think?
Well, I think the lawmakers have shied away from it for decades. The law has been in place for longer than I can remember, of course, many, many, many years, and it's just a matter of complying with it. However, Parliament could, if they wanted to, amend the legislation to allow hairdressers and social clubs in the various offices, workplaces, to be exempt from providing, from having to apply for licenses under the Act. But
you raise a really good point there, because where do you draw the line? I mean, are we going to now start punishing managers of companies who offer their staff a wine or a beer after work? You know, why do they not need a license? I mean, where do you actually go, right, this is the line, we're drawing it right here?
Right, well, I agree with you. The police, I would suggest, have got better things to do than go out and worry about staff social clubs.
Well, you'd think so, but if they're going to Dunedin Barbers, perhaps they are a bit bored. Thank you for your time. That is Graham Scott, a consultant and manager at Alcohol Licence Limited.
Chris Lynch.
Well, already the email's coming in thick and fast regarding this pilot story. This one in from George, who says, as a former pilot, it is fine as a first officer is usually younger and is always on flight deck with a 55-year-old captain. It's the old story of screwing employees in New Zealand. From George. Thank you for that, George. It's 17 past four.